You here and welcome you. The kids are certainly ready. They have a good program prepared for us. And we'd like to begin by singing a song from the hymn book, number 194, Joy to the World. If you'll find the song book there and turn with me. 194, we'll sing together. We'll stand and sing.
Thank you. is for the Christ Jesus, the baby born in Bethlehem.
H is for heaven's best God sent to redeem sinful man.
R is for rejoicing from heaven, angels sing praise to his name.
I is for infinite, God's love for a sinner tells us why he came.
S is for sin that God saw through the whole earth.
T is for time God knew when the sun was sundown and holy of all.
M is for Mary, the baby's mother, found favor in God's sight.
A is for angels who told them this to shepherds that night.
S is for Samuel who died on the cross in my place.
The first Christmas. The stars in the sky were big and bright when the angels spoke on Christmas night. Baby Jesus in the manger lay, fast asleep, deep in the hay. The shepherds came from the hills to town. When they saw baby Jesus, they all kneeled down. They loved him. I do too. Do you?
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Lost in sin, now what do I do?
comes from every good gift and every perfect gift comes from James 1:7.
The young people are a blessing. It's our privilege here at Calvary Christian School to be able to be involved in their lives and to be helpers with you in their education and to help you bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's our privilege. And for just a few moments, we want to take a look at some verses in God's Word, and we want to read about the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. We read that the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, of all the people associated with the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherds have always been fascinating to me. And the reason I think that's so is they were just regular folk. They were people out there doing what they had to do to earn a living, to provide for their families. And they were not rich people. They were not wealthy. They weren't important in the government. They were just regular folk, like we are, like I am, like most people are. And yet the message from heaven came to them because they were willing to receive it and be guided by it. And when we trust our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we put ourselves in a place to be under His teaching, and we learn from His Word, and we allow ourselves to be guided by it, then we receive just as miraculous a message as they did. Now, we don't hear an audible voice from an angel. At least I never have. But we do receive the Word of God that we have in the inspired and preserved Bible. And under the Spirit of God, we can learn what it means and how it applies to ourselves, to our children, to our grandchildren, to everything that we do. Now, the message to these shepherds was, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. It was a message directly to them. Unto you. And the message of God's Word of salvation in Christ Jesus is unto every one of us. It reaches us where we are, just like it found these shepherds where they are. And when we first encounter the message of God's Word, we have a similar reaction to these shepherds. The Bible says they were sore afraid. And we often fear when we hear the commands of God's Word and the righteousness it describes and the holiness of the Lord. And we consider ourselves and how we're not that way. We have many things that we can see in our lives that are not according to God's will. Attitudes, maybe, sometimes actions, sometimes things that we really don't want to mention or we're not proud of because we know they're wrong. They're actually sin, as the Bible describes. And it's often our case that we fear the message. We don't know what to make of it. And we're a little bit afraid to confront it because we're afraid it's going to find us lacking. And so it does. But the angel says to these shepherds, fear not. There's no need to be afraid. Because the one who's speaking, the one who's bringing the message, the one who is speaking to your hearts through this angel is none other than the Lord of glory, the one who loves you. And these tidings are not tidings of condemnation. Certainly, They compare our life to God's righteousness and we fall far short. But he says that these tidings are a great joy, which shall be to all people. Now how can the message of the Bible be a message of joy? Well, the Bible tells us in Psalm 16:11, Thou wilt show me the path of life. The psalmist says, Of the Lord in thy presence is fullness of joy. You see, this has been the Lord's design from the beginning, ever since the creation, was to bring us back into fellowship with himself. And he can see that sin is the problem, and it's got to be dealt with. And that's why he entered the world in the person of his Son, so that he could bring us back into that fellowship with himself that he desires. He didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But someone knocked on your door and said, You need to get out of your house. It's on fire. And you need to come out of there before you get hurt. Well, you might look around your living room and around the house a little bit and say, Well, I don't see any smoke. I don't see a problem here. I think you're just a little bit unbalanced. And you need to go on down the street and leave us alone. And isn't that the reaction most people have to the message of the Bible? They look around themselves and they say, Well, you know, I'm a pretty good person. I go to my job every day. I'm not in prison. And I know a whole lot of people that are a lot worse than I am. So why are you telling me I need to be saved? Saved from what? I have a life that I like and it's pretty comfortable. And sure, I've got some things in my life that aren't just right, but so does everybody. You know, and we sort of treat the message of the gospel that way. But you see, it's not until we admit what the Bible says about us that we can enter into the joy of the salvation that the Lord provides. It's when we admit that what he says is true. To go back to the illustration, our house is on fire. We've got a problem that's bigger than we can handle. And even though we may look at others and find fault there, that doesn't excuse us. We must be standing before the Lord ourselves to give account of ourselves. And when we do that, the only thing that's going to matter in that day is did we know the Lord Jesus Christ? Did we know him personally? Were we delivered from what we are by nature, by his mighty power? And that's what the gospel is all about. The Lord knocks on our door and he says, I have a message of joy for you, but it involves getting out of that burning house. And we've got to agree with God about the problem. We've got to say, Lord, you're right. You're right. I can't handle this business called life. And I do my best, but I fall far short of where I ought to be. I've sinned against you. And in truth, I'm a rebel. I really love my own way. And I'm not interested really in anyone telling me what to do. But I know that that's the problem. That's the problem. And I know that you can save me. And I put my faith and trust in you, Lord. And when we do that, the Lord gives the gift of everlasting life, his life. He comes to take up residence in the heart of those who trust him. John 15, verses 10 and 11, the Lord Jesus said, If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. But notice this next verse. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This message of joy comes to the heart of those who are willing to enter the Lord's presence and admit what they are. Let the light of the gospel shine on that sinful heart. And let it reveal what we really are. But to grow in the Lord, to grow in his way, to know him in truth, means to come to the Word of God, his commandments, and find that joy for the Christian, comes from obedience. When we obey God, then we're filled with his joy. And to the degree that we fight against his purpose in our life, we're going to be frustrated. A lot of people are miserable. Have you noticed that? Yeah. You don't have to talk to them very long to find it out either. Just give them a moment and they'll start telling you all the things they hate and the things that are going wrong and the things that they don't like. Where's the joy? Where's the joy in the life of a Christian? It only comes about when we obey the Lord and do his will. You know, we do work every day here at Calvary Christian School to help the young people learn about the Lord and learn to serve him. And we're glad to be able to do that. But, you know, the most important people in their life are you all, their parents and grandparents, those who care about them and who are with them every day in the home. And you see the young people, you see those kids, and they see you. And they're looking at you. And they're patterning their lives after the things that you do. The things that you think. The things that you think are important, they think are important. The things that you care about and show time and energy in, those are the things they care about and show time and energy in. And it's all got to work together. The school and the home working together to show these young people what it means to serve God. Now I have to hang my head in shame when I think about that responsibility, because I know I've come far short many days. But also know that it's what the Lord intends for me to be doing. If my children see the Lord working in my life, if they see me reading God's Word and praying, if they see me willing to serve the Lord in a local church that preaches God's Word, if they see these things in my life, then they will grow up to appreciate those things. Now they have to make their own choice. We can't save our children, but we can show them what the Lord's life looks like. We can be that witness in our home and in the workplace and in our families. We can show them what the Lord's life looks like. We're not going to be perfect, but we can show them what we care about. And a Christian who will do that will see the blessing of God on his children and on his grandchildren. They might rebel against it, and some do, but they can never get away from what they saw. And it'll be in their mind, it'll be in their heart, no matter where they go, no matter where life takes them. They will know that they saw an obedient life and their father, in their mother, and their grandfather, their grandmother, their aunt or uncle. And that will be a testimony to them that will help them all their life to come to know Christ. That's what we can do. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 says of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, in Christ, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Rejoicing in what he can do. That's where joy comes from. And he goes on to say, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. We don't have time to look at it in more detail this evening. But I challenge you to read over this Christmas story in your Bible sometime during the Christmas season. And especially pay attention to these shepherds. Regular folk who heard from heaven and acted on what they heard. They got up from where they were and said, let us now go and see this thing. We're going to go check it out personally. We're not going to just believe the angel and go back to our job. We're going to find out for ourselves if what God has said, what God has revealed to us is really true. If you will invest that time in reading God's Word and asking for His wisdom, He'll guide you where you need to go. And He'll show you, just as He did these shepherds, where He is. You can enter into His presence. Thou wilt show me the path of life, the psalmist said. In thy presence is fullness of joy. That's where I want to be. I want to be in a place. That's where we want our children to be. In a place where they can be truly happy. We want them in fellowship with their Creator God. That's our prayer here at Calvary Christian School. Every day we come and work with the young people. And I know it's the prayer of your heart. If you know the Lord, you want them to know Christ. And whatever else goes on in our lives, whatever else the future holds, if they know Him, then they'll be in good shape. We want to join you in praying for them daily and in working to help them understand that message. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're so thankful for these parents and grandparents, these family members who have seen it to be a useful thing to have a Christian education for their young people. We thank you for Mrs. McCafferty, for each of these children, for the things they're learning every day. And we see them growing. It seems like they change moment by moment. But we're so thankful that building into their lives is this message of eternal life, confidence in the Creator God and in His Word. And we pray that we might be able, by your grace, to continue to show them the way. We ask that you'll help each of us to ponder our relationship to you. We might not be satisfied just to join a church or to do some religious activity. But, Lord, help us to know thy presence, that we might be in fellowship with you, knowing your heart, knowing what you're thinking about, being led by your Spirit each day that we live. We ask for your help, and we ask for your grace and mercy. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I've been told that there are cookies in the foyer as you go out. And there's a tin of cookies for each kindergartner with his or her name on it. So you want to be sure you get that. And then there's some cookies on plates for all the rest of us to sample. So be sure and get some of those on your way out this evening, and you will enjoy them. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you.